I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
During IVF or in vitro fertilization, sperm and eggs are mixed together in a dish to produce fertilized embryos, one or two of which are placed back in the uterus where the hope is they will trigger a successful pregnancy. Previously, embryologists would pick out and only use what they judged to be the most promising looking embryos. But now, new research from a reproductive genetics company, iGenomics, has found that a large proportion of embryos that were previously being overlooked can in fact lead to successful pregnancies. Katie King spoke to lead author Antonio Capalbo about these findings and what IVF treatment entails.
In IVF treatments, eggs are collected from the mother and are fertilized with the sperm from the father. After 5 to 6 days of in vitro embryo culture, embryos are screened so that only healthy ones are transferred back into the mother. Healthy embryos, of course, have the highest chance of resulting in a successful pregnancy.
What percentage of embryos are healthy or unhealthy?
Well, this depends on female age. For women in their 30s, we can expect 30 to 40% of embryos that are fully unhealthy, meaning that they have chromosome abnormalities. And this percentage rises to 80% for women in their 40s.
That's quite a big rise from women in their 30s to 40s. What happens to embryos that are unhealthy?
Fully unhealthy embryos have chromosomal abnormalities in every cell. If these embryos are transferred, they never result in a successful pregnancy. The typical approach is to not use them clinically. The interesting thing is that some embryos contain both healthy and unhealthy cells in them. These are referred to as chromosomal mosaic embryos that have a mixed population of normal and chromosomally abnormal cells in the same embryo.
We have some embryos that are fully healthy, some that are fully unhealthy, and then this middle ground of mosaic embryos. What happens to these mosaic embryos?
Well, these mosaic embryos are a kind of gray zone and are usually downgraded, meaning that they are left behind. Sometimes they are discarded. We wanted to see in our study whether mosaic embryos could be more similar to healthy or unhealthy embryos.
What did you find?
We found that embryos with a low amount of mosaicism behave exactly in the same way as healthy embryos, resulting in a successful pregnancy without any additional risk for the pregnancy, such as miscarriage rate.
That is incredible. What percentage of these mosaic embryos could now be considered as healthy?
We see that around 20% of all embryos are designated as mosaic. So this will be a significant amount that can be rescued for clinical use and can lead to successful pregnancy.
Are babies born from these mosaic embryos more likely to have any genetic diseases due to the abnormalities in some of the cells?
Well, based on the evidence that we have today, the answer is no. We were able to look at the genetics of babies that were born from mosaic embryo, and in all cases, no abnormal cells were found.
What is the most significant thing about this finding?
Well, the most significant thing is that today more embryos can be used in IVF treatment cycles, which will give patients a higher chance of having a successful pregnancy, which will have a large impact for those having difficulty conceiving.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.